in order to try and improve our ability to reach people who are not always in every year and familiarly involved in the Ontology Summit, I set up a couple of social media accounts, or started them going with Peter's help, and one on Google Plus and one on Twitter. Now I have the first slide here is a sort of is a snapshot. It's long and snapshot oddly, but essentially with both accounts, the primary activity was to rebroadcast announcements about events coming up and reminders about them and more information about the content and try and reach people who weren't already being reached by summit emails and so forth. One thing I'd like you to notice on this Ontology Summit page, it's got 67 followers, but almost 5,000 views. Okay, it's not a huge number of posts, but what did happen is that these posts were shared, but they were made both public and shared to identified members of the semantic technology community, big data technology, SEMWeb, et cetera, as well as Ontology. And by identified, I just mean that I knew about them from them being in other people's circles that they've created and shared in those technology communities. And that seemed to actually be effective, to get views on those announcements from people who were not in there already. Now, whether that played out into attendance, I don't know. Right? But there's that. The Twitter account, Ontology Summit, let's see, what do I want to say about that? Well, you can see from this is just a snapshot of its profile. You can see from the notifications that it's actually fairly interactive. People read, retweet, very occasionally tweet direct to it. Also, I created some lists under there, which I publicized at the beginning, but, you know, need republicizing now. Pretty much everybody that followed the account, if they evaluated the Twitter profile to see if they were real or a bot or something, if they were real and seemed to be actually a member of one of these communities or a relevant organization, they got added to these lists. So those are lists of interest, I think, to the community generally, in that if you – and they're subscribable. So you can follow these lists. These are public lists that other people on Twitter can follow. So if you follow them, you will suddenly see – you know, much activity from your fellows there. You know, finally, just a little bit of analysis that was freely available through Hootsuite, which just happens to be the tool that I use for social media management. We can see that the growth of interest steadily grew as the summit went on. Under follower growth, that was slide five, sorry, I haven't been saying it. And it also provides a list of what tweets were most popular and how many clicks they got or how many retweets. And the hackathon-related tweets got a lot of action. And actually, let me just that's the last slide, but let me just say something about the hashtags here, because I know unlike the communities we wanted to reach, this is not a particularly tweetful community, and folks may not understand what the hashtags do. There are a couple of different ways of seeing a tweet if you're a Twitter user or follower, right? One is somebody you follow tweeted it, and it shows up in your stream. Another is it's got a hashtag on it for a topic that you pay attention to. You may have an existing search in your tools that tracks it. So there are people who follow Semantic Web or SemWeb all the time, linked to data or linked open data all the time, big data all the time. Right? They see those things. So part of the point of this was we need more involvement for those communities. So we make these tweaks. It doesn't only get in front of the people who are, who are in the room already or getting emails already. It also gets in front of people who are following those topics. And I think that worked because we occasionally got actually responses back from people who are not in this room and who are in those other communities. What it didn't get, and this is going to be my last comment, what it didn't get is the level of direct and serious and regular involvement we would have liked to see. It didn't pull that many people into the room. It pulled some people in, but not what we'd have liked to see. And I think that that has to do with something that has been mentioned, I think, a couple of times already. There are some walls between the traditional ontology community and especially semantic web and linked data, and just sharing information isn't enough to get past that. Right, more work to be done, and that's a longer discussion than 6 minutes or whatever. So, but that's it.
Thank you.